This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The Chinese authorities have announced mass coronavirus testing in Wuhan as unusually a wide series of COVID-19 outbreaks reached the city where the disease was first detected in late 2019. AP correspondent Charles A. Ledesma.
The provincial capital of 11 million people is the latest city to undergo city-wide testing in China. Three cases were confirmed in Wuhan on Monday, its first non-imported cases in more than a year. China has largely curbed COVID-19 at home after the initial outbreak had devastated Wuhan and spread globally. The current outbreaks are still in the hundreds of cases in total, but have spread much more widely than previous ones. Many of the cases have been identified as the highly contagious Delta variant. I'm Charles Diladesma.
The U.S. Monday finally reached President Joe Biden's goal of getting at least one COVID shot into 70% of American adults a month late and amid a fierce surge by the Delta variant that is swamping hospitals and leading to new mask rules and mandatory vaccinations. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports a number of cities and even a fast food chain are again requiring people to wear masks whether they've been vaccinated or not.
McDonald's says it will require customers and workers in high virus transmission areas to again wear masks inside some U.S. restaurants, regardless of vaccination status. The company didn't say how many of its 14,000 locations would be affected. Kansas City, Missouri, San Francisco, and the state of Louisiana are also bringing back mask mandates.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.